people of God together. Immediately, Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to Bethsaida, while he dismissed all the crowd. After leaving them, he went up on a mountainside to pray. When evening came, the boat was in the middle of the lake, and he was alone on land. He saw the disciples straining at the oars because the wind was against them. About the fourth watch of the night, he went out to them. Walking on the lake, he was about to pass by them. But when they saw him walking on the lake, they thought he was a ghost. They cried out because they all saw him and were terrified. Immediately he spoke to them and said, "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." Then he climbed into the boat with them, and the wind died down. They were completely amazed, for they had not understood about the loaves. Their hearts were hardened. Let us pray. Father, this is your word. We pray that you would feed our soul with it. For we ask in the name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen. The miracle story that we just read of Jesus walking in water is not just something Bible teachers and Christians know. It is also a story that almost everyone else knows. But here's a problem with this kind of story, famous miracles like this. We tend to focus on the event itself. However, every time in the Bible when we see something, you know, when we see Jesus doing something, you know, amazing, we need to stop and ask ourselves why Jesus did it, why he said what he said. Jesus had a purpose for everything that he did, including miracles. According to the New Testament, and the same thing with the Old Testament too, you know, miracles are signs. What do? Signs point us to something. You look at the road sign, you look at the symbols, you look at the arrows, they tell you, you know, where to go. Signs point us in the Bible to spiritual truth. Spiritual truth about God and spiritual truth about us. And what exactly is Jesus trying to teach us as far as spiritual truth is concerned in this story? And why did Jesus walk on water? There are two reasons or two purposes why Jesus walked on water. First, very clearly, is to reveal his divinity. Jesus wanted to show the disciples that he is God. The second reason why Jesus walked on water was to bring his divinity to us. Jesus wanted to use this example, this experience, to somehow inject his presence, his power, his ability into our everyday life. Jesus wanted to reveal his divinity. The first purpose why Jesus performed this particular miracle, was to show his divinity. Jesus wanted to show his disciples that he was God. It is a truth that they still were not able to comprehend and accept, even though the disciples have been with him for some time now. You remember that, you know, the disciples, from the reading of the scripture passage, they were out in the middle of a four-mile wide lake. And on a normal day, from Bethsaida to Gennesaret, it would take just 4 hours, you know, to travel across the lake. However, at this time, we read that, you know, by early dawn, fourth watch, that is between 3 and 6 a.m. in the morning, they were still there, trying to get to the other side of the lake. The disciples had actually set out, you know, to travel across the lake, you know, shortly after dinner. What did they eat? You know, it was the miracle of Jesus feeding the 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fish. So after, you know, eating and gathering up all the leftovers, Jesus knew that it had been a long day for the disciples. And so he sent them right where they were to travel by boat to the other side of the water. So very likely from this time frame, we know that the disciples probably has been, you know, rowing and those struggling against the storm for about 8 hours, but they were not able to move on. They were facing a storm, a physical storm, but it is also Mark's way, the author's way, of trying to tell us that besides the storm that is outside, there's also another storm that was going on inside the disciples, in their minds and in their hearts. Verse 52, for they had not understood. They had not understood about the miracles of the loaves, 5 loaves and 2 fish, why their hearts were hardened. This verse tells us that the disciples were not able to comprehend, they were not able to accept the miracle that Jesus just did a short while ago. Why? Because they refused to believe. They understood that Jesus had performed a miracle. He broke 5 small pieces of bread to feed several thousands hungry people. But they did not understand that Jesus wanted to use that miracle to tell them that Jesus himself is the bread of life, and that he himself later on must be broken, must be crucified in order to save and satisfy human souls. They understood that Jesus had special power, God power, for he just performed a miracle. But they did not understand that Jesus himself was God. So Jesus wanted to teach them his divinity, to tell them that he's the God, he's the Messiah that they've been looking for. So now the disciples found themselves battling a severe storm in the middle of the water. But it is also at the same time symbolic of the spiritual storm that was raging inside them, because they did not really know Jesus. The physical struggling to attempt to get to the other side of the lake was a picture of their spiritual struggle in trying to understand who Jesus really is. Their danger is also our danger today. We share a common danger. The disciples were always around Jesus, his teaching, his kingdom work. However, they were still missing who he was. That is the same danger we face today. There is a way to be always around Jesus, always with Jesus, and yet without really getting to know him. Sunday worship service, such as this one, Bible studies, outreach events, fellowships, all these are very good things. But it is possible, and it is very easy for us to be doing all these good things without ever really getting to know Jesus himself. The danger is that maybe we are serving Jesus and you know all about him, but you do not really know him. He has no permanent place in your life and in your hearts. So in a very real sense, we are like the disciples. We may know about Jesus, we may do his work, we may spend time reading the Bible, but we do not really know him as our Savior, as our Master. So like the disciples who were trying to get out of that storm, we also have a spiritual storm ourselves. But then something else happened. Right then, right in the middle of the disciples not understanding because their hearts and their minds were hardened, Jesus walked on water. We also need Jesus to walk on water from time to time. Verse 48, Jesus saw the disciples straining at the oars because the wind was against them. Shortly before dawn, fourth watch, he went out to them. Walking on the lake, he was about to pass by them. The disciples were exhausted from battling the wind and the waves. They were spiritually drained also, because they didn't know who Jesus truly was. And suddenly Jesus came walking on water, and he was about to pass by them. We must ask again why Jesus walked on water. We know that he had a purpose. Jesus wanted to show them his divinity. He wanted to let them know in no uncertain terms that he was God in all his fullness, in all his power, and also in all his glory. By walking on water, Jesus was trying to use the experience to convince them that only God could have done it. Mark was purposely doing something Old Testament here when he stated that Jesus was about to pass by them. Mark was trying to use the same language, the same idea, and even the same verb in Exodus 33, when God passed in front of Moses. You probably remember it in Exodus 33. Moses was having a very good meeting with God. God was pleased with Moses, and God told Moses that he even knew Moses by name. And then Moses made a very unusual request. Moses asked God to show him, a human being, imperfect, God's glory. So in verse 18 we read, "Then Moses said, 'Now show me your glory.' And the Lord said, 'I will cause all my goodness, that is all my power, all my divinity, to pass in front of you. And I will proclaim my name, the Lord,'" which in Hebrew means Yahweh, "in your presence." So Moses asked God to show him his glory, and God answered affirmatively. God answered by doing two things. First, God said he would make all his goodness, all his power, pass before Moses. And Mark was using exactly the same word for pass, okay, in Exodus chapter 33, to describe Jesus passing by the disciples. Second, God said to Moses, he would proclaim his own name, Yahweh, before Moses. God's name in the NIV Bible is the Lord. It is the same as I am, Yahweh. And what did Jesus do in Mark 6? Like God passing in front of Moses, Jesus was passing by or passing in front of the disciples. And what did Jesus say or tell the disciples after he had passed by them in his display of awesome power? Verse 49. Let us read together. "But when they saw him walking on the lake, they thought he was a ghost. They cried out and were terrified. Immediately he said, 'Take courage, it is I.'" Jesus said, "It is I." And the Greek meaning is, "It is I am." In Hebrew, you would translate it as, "It is Yahweh." It is I am. It is I. It is the same I am, the same I, the same Yahweh that God used in his conversation with Moses. So if you compare the two passages, you find that, you know, when Mark was describing Jesus passing by the disciples, Mark thought about God, the omnipotent God, passing in front of Moses and sharing and showing his power, his goodness, and his beauty with Moses. So therefore, when Jesus walked on water, he was not trying to show off at all. He was letting his entire divine power and divine nature pass before the disciples, just as God did for Moses, to let the disciples know that he's the God of their lives. So Jesus walked on water to reveal his divinity. You and I, if we want to follow Jesus Christ, we need Jesus to reveal his power. We need God to reveal his goodness, his ability, his compassion to us from time to time. We need God to walk on water, to pass in front of us, to remind us that He is God, so that we may not be discouraged, so we may not doubt who actually is the Lord of history and time. We need Jesus to walk on water again, over and over, to convince us, to remind us, and to build our conviction deep inside that there is only one Lord, one God, and His name is Jesus. It is not enough that the disciples knew Jesus is God. Jesus wants to incorporate His presence and glory into their lives. He wanted to marinate, if I may say so, His power, His ability, His love. He wanted to put all these marinated, you know, into the lives of the disciples. So when you look at what God did for Moses in Exodus and what Jesus did for His disciples in this story, there is something very similar. We saw that already. Passing, and also it is I am. But there is also something very different, in at least one way, between Moses and the disciples. God revealed His power and presence to Moses. At that time, Moses was walking with God. God loves Moses, and Moses was obeying God. No problem with that. But when Jesus was revealing His power and goodness to the disciples, what were the disciples thinking at that time? Going back to verse 52, they could not understand. They could not accept Jesus because their hearts and their minds were darkened and hardened. So there's this big contrast. In Mark, when Jesus reveals His divinity to the disciples when they were yet unbelieving, when their hearts were yet hardened. And this is good news for all of us. Sometimes, even for pastors, for elders and church leaders, we may think that the only way God is going to come near to us is when we are living right by Him. Perfect obedience, no question asked. Do whatever God wants you to do. Maybe at that time we find ourselves reading the Bible every day, sharing the gospel, praying a lot. But the good news in this passage is that even when, like the disciples, our hearts are hardened, our eyes are blindfolded, we have no mood for Jesus. Jesus says He's still around us. He will still be willing to pass in front of us and comfort us with the news that He's the only God. That is the good news. We may be struggling, we may be in the darkest of times, but Jesus is still close by. And He wants to come to each and every one of us. Sometimes when we struggle, we know that Jesus is right there with us. However, other times, we fear that He's absent and far away. The reality, the spiritual truth in this miracle of Jesus walking on water is that nothing under the universe can separate you from the love of God that is in Jesus Christ. Jesus will, if He has to, walk on water to come to you. He will do that again and again. He does it to show you that there is no barrier, no amount of shame, or no amount of sin that will be able to separate you from His unconditional love and forgiveness. The thing in the story of Mark chapter 6 is that Jesus is willing to come near to you. He's willing to come near to me. He's willing to come near to each and every one who calls on Him, even though we may be disobeying Him at that time. So Jesus walked on water for two very simple reasons. One is that, you know, to tell us that He is God, God of the universe. And the second reason why He walked on water is to tell us that as God of the universe, He wants to share His power, His ability, His love, and His glory with all of us. The good news is, if you are open to Jesus, you can be certain from this lesson, Jesus would never walk away from you. There may be a barrier, there may be an ocean wide, but Jesus will walk on water and come to where you are, as long as you do not shove Him away. Jesus met with His disciples on that stormy lake in such a way that later on, they would resolve to follow Him faithfully, no matter what. And may He walk on water to come near to us in such a way that we would also tell Jesus that, thank you for coming near to us. Thank you for embracing us. Thank you for showing us that you are God. And thank you for not walking away. Thank you for not staying far away from us. Now that we know you are God, we want to live for you as well. Let us pray. Jesus, we thank you because you love us so much that you are always nearby. We pray for our nation, that more and more people in this land of ours would experience that spiritual truth, that they would see Jesus, they would understand Him, they would also accept Him. For us here, we pray that you would help us to grow in that conviction that you are our God, we are your people, and help us to not be afraid to tell other people about this good news. We pray, O Lord, that you would do the miracles of walking on water over and over in our lives among us, because we want to see you, we want to worship you, and we want, Father, to serve you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.